JLTV is short for Joint Light Tactical Vehicle. Oshkosh Defense is teamed up with Northrop Grumman in a bidding contest to produce them. News reports often cite roadside bombs damaging Humvees and killing soldiers inside them. Even though part of its name is light, the JLTV is designed to be at least 50% heavier than what the military is using now. Steve Zink is vice president of Oshkosh Defense. He says the Army and Marines are pushing the Humvee beyond what it was originally designed to do.
So with the knowledge of everything that has gone on in theater, the threats, the performance requirements, what they've done is developed a specification for replacement of that vehicle that has increased automotive performance capability as well as increased threat defeat capability.
In military speak, that means more heavily armored. Zink doesn't think the JLTV will replace every single Humvee now in use. Instead, he says they're meant to replace the up-armored ones in war zones. Still, the military is going to want a lot of them.
Depending how they approach this, as a replacement for the Humvee, the up-armored Humvee, you could see 40,000-plus vehicles being required here. So 40,000 to 100,000.
There are several stages of the design phase. Production won't start until 2011. If Oshkosh Defense is chosen as the supplier, Zink says it could be a significant growth opportunity for the company. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.